advantage of that moment. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the January 14th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Ritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Novick.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everyone. We have a single item on the council calendar. I'll have our clerk read that in a moment. Welcome, and for many of you, you've probably testified here before, but the procedure is fairly simple. Simply let our council clerk know if you'd like to testify on the item after there's a presentation on it. And we typically allow 3 minutes for testimony. We'll see if we might not have to reduce that given the number of people here in order to make sure that everyone is heard. Sometimes we reduce it to 2 minutes, so we'll figure that out in a moment. Also, on the subject of being heard, we always maintain decorum in this chamber, so if you agree with someone's point of view and want to show support, feel free to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand. Likewise, if you disagree with someone's point of view, a polite hand gesture to the negative is okay, but we ask that we not make vocal or applause demonstrations in favor or against our fellow citizens' points of view in this room so that everyone can be heard. Simple as that. So with that, I'll ask Carla to read the item, please.
Item 52, accept the 2015 Management Plan for Riverview Natural Area as a guide for future protection and use of the natural area.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to ask Commissioner Fish to open this since he started the project.
Okay.
Oh, okay. My note said I followed you, but I'm happy to...
Well, put you in order, but I'm...
Okay. So thank you, Mayor and colleagues. My history with this natural area dates back to 2011 when I had the honor of being commissioner in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation. Parks teamed up with BES, then led by Commissioner Dan Saltzman, Metro, which was represented by former Governor Barbara Roberts, and the Trust for Public Land to acquire 146 acres of the Riverview Cemetery, one of the largest natural area acquisitions for the city in over a decade. I decided to pull up the editorial issued by the Oregonian in 2011 because I think it was, frankly, one of the most positive editorials I've read since. And I'm gonna just selectively quote from the editorial. The city has long had its eye on that land. Portland Parks and Recreation coveted the forested acreage for its potential trails, wildlife connectivity, and stellar habitat on a par with Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge across the river. The Bureau of Environmental Services had targeted the area as a top priority to purchase for watershed protection. Seven streams run via culverts under Highway 43 to Powers Marine Park and the Willamette. It goes on with some other commentary, and then it closes with the following. No matter how long the city commissioners' careers may be, few will make decisions with any longer lasting reverberations than this one. That was a proud moment for all of us when we were able to capture this vitally important natural area. And as I mentioned, the land, from the point of view of BES, was specifically acquired to protect water quality, habitat, and wildlife in the Willamette River watershed. In fact, acquisition and restoration of this property were the two top priorities identified in BES's Riverview Subwatershed Improvement Strategies report. And in addition, the site was identified in Park's Natural Area Acquisition Strategy and as a target in Metro's 1995 and 2006 natural area bond measures. In the 4 years since acquisition, the city, along with Riverview's many stakeholders, has conducted large-scale restoration activities to address erosion and invasive species. This includes the installation of over 75,000 native trees and shrubs. Today, we take another important step forward, receiving a proposal 2 years in the making that will guide our management of the natural area to ensure that this important resource is protected. I'd like to begin by thanking the members of my team, Commissioner Fritz, from the Bureau of Environmental Services, who devoted so many hours over the last 2 years to deliver this plan. And they are as follows. Melissa Brown, Environmental Specialist. Paul Bushman, Willamette Watershed. Mary Bushman, Ecologist. And Shana Anderson, Land Conservation. And finally, before I turn it over to my friend and colleague, Commissioner Fritz, the Bureau of Environmental Services has a great tradition of working collaboratively with Portland Parks and Rec. And I say that as someone who has had the honor of both leading the Parks Bureau and now BES. And I believe this plan represents the best tradition of that collaboration. I urge the Council to adopt the plan today so that we can continue to make progress in preserving this jewel of a natural area. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. So my association with this property dates back a long time. I was the co-founder of the Tryon Creek Watershed Council, and this has long been the jewel of natural areas in deep southwest Portland. And working collaboratively with the Collins View Neighborhood Association, an area that we've long cherished and wanted to bring into public ownership. So I'm particularly proud to have carried on the good work from Commissioner Fish as the Parks Commissioner to now leading the effort over the last 2 years under the great guidance of our director, Mike Abate, and our project leader, Emily Roth. So along with Michael Jordan, they're here to present the plan.
Well, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, thank you. My name is Mike Jordan. I'm the director of the Bureau of Environmental Services. There's not much I can add that Commissioner Fish hasn't already said, except one particular that folks may or may not be aware of. This is probably the most intact sub-watershed in the entire city, with only 9% of its cover impervious surface, as we know now. And to preserve it and acquire it is an amazing feat for the city, as was noted by the Oregonian. I was not here for most of this process, and yet it is one of the things I've heard the most about since I have been here for 7 months. This process and the incredible resource that it represents, and the potential there for helping us meet some of our requirements regarding salmonid species in the Willamette. As many people will remember, last summer was a rough year for salmonids in Willamette, predominantly because of temperature. There are 7 streams, as the commissioner noted, that enter the Willamette from this parcel. It will go a long way towards helping us maintain temperatures in the Willamette that will be conducive to species that we're here to protect. The last thing I'd like to say is I want to, having not been here but having heard a lot, I want to compliment not only the staffs, but all of the citizens that were involved in this process, regardless of how they feel about things in this. And I know there are a myriad of opinions that are heartfelt. To get to this place through a very open process is something that everyone who is involved really should compliment themselves and each other for. It isn't easy to do. This is hard work. And to get to this place on something this important, everybody should be happy about having worked on it together. And so I want to compliment everybody having not been here and hand it over to Mr. Abate.
Thanks, Mike, and Mayor, City Council Mike Abate, Parks and Recreation Director. And certainly want to start by just acknowledging that this has been a long process, but it's been a long and thorough process. And I want to thank everyone for staying involved in this process over the past couple years. Also, particularly want to thank Emily Roth, who's been our project manager and a senior planner with the Bureau, Maya Spencer, who has coordinated the public involvement process, Rachel Felice, who's in the audience, our Natural Area West supervisor, Jeff Huff, our trail coordinator, and Kendra Peterson-Morgan, our staff ecologist. Those have all been critical people involved in this process. And I think we all should be proud of the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan. The plan meets the goals and guidelines developed at the beginning of the project, including protecting 87 acres for a habitat preserve in the center of the site for water quality and wildlife habitat, the streams that Mike Jordan just mentioned. It provides appropriate recreational access that provides a variety of experiences, including a completely accessible loop trail at the upper part of the site, and innovative best management practices for trail development, for the construction and the management of trails to make sure that those natural resource values are protected. Riverview Natural Area is a key property for Portland Parks and Recreation in our natural area portfolio. It's connected to Powers Marine Park, located along the Willamette River. These 7 streams are incredibly important to the health of the Willamette River. They're not just 7 streams on the site, but they provide cooling water to the Willamette River. And the management of both the riverine landscape at Powers Marine and the upland at Riverview are important and integral to each other. This plan will serve as a guiding document for the management of the site and allow Portland Parks and Recreation to seek funding for implementation. And I also would just say, for those of you who saw the site when we acquired it and have seen it recently, the transformation in restoration on that site has been absolutely unbelievable. It has been so successful that within our bureau, we see a vision of replicating that throughout Forest Park to take what we've learned at Riverview and expand that so that Forest Park is as healthy as it could be. So with that, I'd like to introduce Emily Roth, our senior planner, who will give a presentation overview of the Natural Area Management Plan.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. As you have heard, Portland Parks and Rec and the Bureau of Environmental Services partnered on both the purchase of Riverview Natural Area, the stabilization work, and the development of the Natural Area Management Plan. Riverview Natural Area has been touched by many hands since it was acquired: city staff, contractors, and the public. The property was acquired for watershed health, habitat preservation, and to provide public access compatible with natural resource protection. This 146-acre site is part of the West Side Wildlife Corridor and runs through the West Hills from Forest Park to Tryon Creek State Natural Area. It also connects to Powers Marine Park on the west side of the Willamette River and through it across to Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge on the east side. As you've heard, it contains seven streams, multiple wetlands, and it provides clean, cool water to the Willamette River for endangered fish. The interior forest provides habitat for greater than 45 species of birds. And just as Director Abate said, from purchase to present, we purchased the property in 2011 in partnership with Metro and the Trust for Public Lands. At the time of acquisition, the site was in poor ecological health. Invasive ivy and other weedy species covered the forest floor and smothered the trees. Elaborate tree forts, party spots, and campsites were interspersed throughout the forest. A spider web of informal trails crisscrossed the streams and steep hillsides. Today, when you visit the site, it is transformed. The tree ivy is dead. Native ferns, grasses, and other flowering plants are starting to cover the forest floor. Over 75,000 native trees and shrubs were planted and are growing. And many of the trails impacting water resources have been closed. And through our outreach to our neighbors at Riverview Cemetery and Lewis and Clark College, they are also removing invasive species on their adjacent properties. Unfortunately, there are still management issues. We have illegal camping, we have dogs off leash, dumping, and mountain biking, which is currently a restricted use. So we all embarked on the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan in the beginning in September 2013. The city hired ESA V. Hill & Grimmis to provide consulting and public involvement services. A technical advisory committee was made up of staff from our partnering bureaus, Metro, and the Bureau of Land Management. And we worked closely with the consultant team on input on the plan and for reviewing documents. PP&R and BES reached out to neighbors, users groups, and environmental organizations, in addition to posting information on our website to recruit nominations for the project advisory committee. 14 people were selected. The PAC met six times, including a site visit. They reviewed document components, and we had some very heated arguments. Not arguments. We had some heated discussions. At their final meeting, the majority of members recommended moving the plan forward to approval. Two members representing the mountain biking community and an adjacent neighbor submitted a minority report not recommending the plan because mountain biking was removed from the process. The project team also held two open houses. The first was to review the site analysis information, and the second to recommend the access, to look at the access concept. There was also a two-week online survey for the public to submit comments after each open house. We established 5 goals for the management plan. The first, to protect aquatic and terrestrial wildlife and their habitats. Next, to protect water quality and hydrology in Riverview Natural Area streams and the adjacent Willamette River confluence area. To improve forest health and structural diversity. Provide recreation access that is compatible with the protection of natural resources. Foster community engagement, environmental education, and research. In front of you is the access concept, and I would just like to quickly walk through it as it's kind of hard to read on the screen. I'll use the pointer here for everybody in the audience. At the top, at the left-hand side is Southwest Palatine Road, which is the entrance. It's the entrance to the wildlife, which would be the entrance to the natural area. To the north is Riverview Cemetery, which is who we purchased the property from. As we've talked about, down here is Powers Marine Park and the Willamette River. And then here on the east side is our neighbor Lewis and Clark. So again, we will enter the site from up here. The access concept for the plan shows a habitat preserve of 87 acres within the middle of the site. This is for the protection of wildlife and aquatic function and stewardship, education, and research opportunities. There are 2 loop trails and an accessible out and back trail to the larger headwater wetland. The trail at the top of the site, the loop trail at the top of the site, provides the users with a lower gradient experience. The larger trail is very challenging because of the steep terrain. We are presently working with Lewis and Clark College to complete the loop on their property. We also provide 2 viewing areas, which are the purple dots, where you can actually step off the trail and enjoy viewing in and looking at the wildlife. The trail placement meets the design criteria developed for the plan, and when built, we will use the trail construction best management practices developed through this process. Our intent is that the trail system shown in this concept will be sustainably built for whichever uses are allowed at Riverview Natural Area, and that any additional trails would impact the natural resource function of this site.
And just to clarify on that one, the trail, when it's done, the trail doesn't exist right now, right?
That is correct.
And when we do construct it, it will be constructed so it will be suitable for several
whatever uses are decided or appropriate.
Right. And it, potentially so that mountain bikes could use it as well as as hikers.
Right. What we are saying is that this is the trail plan for whatever uses will be allowed, and we have put this trail plan together thoughtfully with the protection of natural resources, and that we are not intending to put additional trails into the natural area.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yep. We are actually proposing parking at Riverview Natural Area. We are proposing a half street improvement in front of the site on Southwest Palatine Hill Road that will provide parking, stormwater treatment, and a sidewalk. Southwest Palatine Hill Road is shown in the Portland Bureau of Transportation bicycle plan as a shared bicycle automobile roadway. Both the trail and parking concepts will be refined when there is funding for design and construction. The construction estimate, not including soft costs such as design, permitting, and staff time, but including continued ecological enhancement and the access concept, is just over $5 million. Really, Riverview is all about, the management plan is all about the stewardship, how we as a city, our citizens, and everyone else can protect this area. The component of the plan meets all the goals through the ecological prescriptions, the detail, the actions needed to protect and enhance the ecological health of the site, trail best management practices to ensure sustainable, safe trails are constructed and maintained, water quality best management practices that protect the cool, clean water entering the Willamette River, the access concept that provides for public enjoyment of nature, environmental interpretation and education about the functions of the site that inform and welcome users, and our continued work with partners and volunteer stewards to achieve long-term success. As I started out and said, there have been many hands that have touched Riverview Natural Area and many people. I would like to thank the Project Advisory Committee, the Technical Advisory Committee, and the consultant team for their valuable input, staying with the process, and their insights that have created the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan, the city's guide to future ecological protection and enhancement, recreation, and stewardship of this valuable natural area. There are a few individuals that I would specifically like to give a shout out to. First, Team ESA V. Hill Agrimis. Paul Agrimis, Steve Roloff, who is in the audience with us today, Susie Mackey Robinson, and Doug Zen. And though Mike has already done the shout out, I have to repeat it. To Maya Spencer, who gracefully handled all the public involvement for this whole process from start to finish. I could not have done it without her. And Kendra Peterson Morgan, our site ecologist, who detailed every ecological prescription to make sure we had it correct. In the Bureau of Environmental Services, I would especially like to shout out to Shana Anderson, who was instrumental in purchasing the property and assisting with the plan, and Mary Bushman, the ecologist who, again, has detailed and made sure that this is going to be a valuable natural area for all of us to enjoy. Are there any questions, comments? If not, I would like to introduce three members of the PAC who are going to come up today and talk to you about the process and the plan.
Okay. Questions?
Just one clarifying question. Of the a little over $5 million estimated for the entire implementation, how much would the trail cost?
We estimate the trail at about $1.5
million. Thank you.
The Half Street improvement is very expensive. Any other questions? If not, I'd like to invite members of the PAC. So I would like to invite three of our PAC members to come up to address council. Fran Laird, who's the Collins View, represented the Collins View Neighborhood Association. Chris Sauter, who is a South Burlingame neighbor. And Tony Linbo, who is with the Tryon Creek Watershed Council.
Come on up, please. Thank you very much, and who'd like to go first?
One order? Doesn't matter. We can start at this end or that end.
Could I get it over with, please? Very, very nervous. I apologize.
No, it's fine.
The easy part, the hard part was all of the committee work, so thank you for being here.
Okay. My name is Fran Laird. I was honored to be on the Public Advisory Committee as the representative from Collinsview. I'm the Southwest Neighborhood Incorporated representative for Collinsview, the Parks representative from Collinsview to Sweeney, and the second vice president of the Sweeney Board. On November 7, 2006, the voters approved ballot measure 2680, which provided funds for the acquisition of natural areas from willing sellers. The measure was designed to provide the ability to protect the region's significant natural areas, fish and wildlife habitat, greenways, water quality, and lands near streams and rivers. Riverview Natural Area is regionally significant because it provides protection for wildlife habitat and water quality and is a connected waterfront corridor for wildlife and people and a refuge and rearing habitat for salmonids. This purchase was made with the specified intent to preserve one of the last remaining natural areas in the urban Portland setting. I have stated at the Public Advisory Committee meetings that I would like to see a policy of regrowth and no usage permitted other than educational in the natural area. The infrared photo included presented at the May 15, 2015 Public Advisory Committee meeting shows that there are very few sources of cold water feeding into the Willamette River, and Riverview Natural Area provides three of them. The devastating images of dead salmon last June in the Willamette emphasizes how critical the Riverview Natural Area cold water input is. I support the master plan for the efforts to protect the natural area as specifically defined in the conservation easement agreement signed at the time of the purchase of the property, especially the general purpose and specific purposes, conservation values as designated on page 2 of the purchase agreement contract. Prohibited uses and activities include any use or activity that causes or is likely to cause significant soil degradation or erosion. The mission of the Public Advisory Committee was stated as the highest priority is protection and enhancement of the natural resource functions and values. The conservation easement agreement is a legal contract. It is the legal obligation of Portland Parks and Recreation, the Bureau of Environmental Services, Metro, and the City of Portland to ratify and enforce the principles and restrictions as voted on by the citizens of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.
I apologize.
No. Great.
None needed. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Sauter. I'm one of the Riverview PAC members, and I'm a longtime neighbor of Riverview. I live in the South Burlingame neighborhood. I've regularly visited Riverview for the last 15 years as a cyclist, a hiker, a runner, a parent, and a dog walker. To cut to the chase, I'm one of the three people that wrote the minority report. I can't support the proposed plan in its current form. A little history of what I experienced as a PAC member. Initially, I was excited and nervous about the city acquiring this property. Would city management make things better or worse? As a cyclist, I was definitely fearful of loss of access based on Park's track record of excluding bikes from most trails in Portland. So when I had the opportunity to join the PAC and help shape Riverview's future, I jumped at the chance. In 2013 and 2014, we had a series of what I thought were very fruitful PAC meetings. The PAC members had a variety of viewpoints, and we had good, spirited discussions. I wouldn't have called them arguments. They were really good discussions about a range of topics. During the process, I honestly thought we were going somewhere. Then the meeting stopped for nearly a year in 2014. Around March 2nd, 2015, I received a call notifying me that bikes would be excluded from the plan effective March 16th, just 2 weeks' notice. This was a shock to me for a few reasons. This wasn't really at all the direction that the PAC and TAC were headed. This was out of the blue, and the closure was quick, 2 weeks' notice. That's much quicker than anything else that has happened or I expect to happen at Riverview. The closure of Riverview to bikes was in conflict with some or most of the TAC and PAC findings, along with the majority opinions from the public input process. It's bad practice to ask for input, receive the input, and then proceed to ignore that input. The decision to arbitrarily exclude bikes and the way it ignored key stakeholders significantly damaged the credibility of parks, the process, the city, and the resulting Riverview plan. After that decision, the PAC, we can reconvene and we finish our job. The plan put forth to the PAC for recommendation excluded bikes and limited other recreation access to the site in conflict with some of the goals communicated to the PAC and the TAC. I can't support the proposed plan as is because it excludes the possibility of bike access, even though the facts show that there's little to no conflict between bikes and the environmental goals. The proposed trail routing skirts the perimeter of the property for a reduced user experience, even while failing to follow the guidelines for the buffer zone around the core habitat. Effectively, the proposed trail will degrade user enjoyment from that of the current unmanaged or beginning of the management trail system. The proposed plan also effectively reopens the property to illegal camping and partying in the interior core habitat. Over 80 acres, I just heard it was 87 acres, with no trails for maintenance, security, or access. In the past, camping and partying were both longstanding problems or longstanding uses in the property. Without eyes on the park, high impact uses will again become a big problem. And fourth, the opaque process used to ignore the stakeholder input was unacceptable and I hope not representative of how we do things in this city. In conclusion, there's a lot of dedicated people putting in a lot of good effort to make this plan, and most of the plan is good. but the results were spoiled by a few key decisions. And because of this, I can't endorse the plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Mr. Mayor, member of councils, thanks for letting me be here. My name's Tori Limbo. I live at 910 Southwest Maple Crest Drive in the Collins View neighborhood. And I appreciated the opportunity to serve on the Riverview Natural Area PAC along with my fellow members as a representative of the Tryon Creek Watershed Council. Like many PAC members, I've had a long history with the Riverview Natural Area, whether it's hiking or running before it was publicly owned, as well as watching the amazing ecological transformation that's happened during and after public ownership. When BES purchased this tract of land, I completely supported the allocation of resources to ensure that watershed protection for the ecosystem services was provided, primarily the contribution of cool, clear water from the numerous streams flowing to the Willamette River from this site. And I still believe that to be the only objective this management plan is required to address. As the president of the Tryon Creek Watershed Council and a watershed scientist and resource manager for the city of Gresham, I feel that the plan you have before you considers the best available science to meet the original intent of the purchase of this property, to protect water quality and critical habitat for wildlife. The process was thorough. A wide range of uses and opinions were considered, I believe. In addition to wildlife and natural resources, the PAC was heavily influenced by adjacent neighbors and mountain bike advocates. While no single user group is going to feel that the current plan meets all of their desires, for example, neighbors might prefer not to have that additional parking along the street there. And there's also call for a bathroom that I'm sure they're not crazy about. But so not everybody got what they wanted. But the plan still represents a compromise for all of the groups that were represented. Despite being the most discussed and considered use in Riverview, the one disappointing aspect of the plan is that it did not explicitly answer the mountain bike question. That was kind of left as hanging out there. It was left to this broader discussion that's going to be punted to the off-road cycling master plan. I say disappointing only because the Oregon or the off-road cycling master plan process will not bring together the same group of concerned experts and citizens that are focused on access and conservation on this specific place. I think that the unique constraints and opportunities that we have at the site are not going to be the same thing that that group is considering. Let's see here. The Riverview Natural Area PAC was a group convened to weigh all of the factors, be it soils, aquatic resources, existing and future forest habitat, et cetera, specific to this particular site, and recommend policies that would best serve this unique city investment. As an environmental scientist and representative of an organization working to protect and enhance watershed resources, I would have supported a plan that restricted all human access to this natural area, but I also understand that citizens need opportunities to access nature, and I can appreciate the proposed trail alignment and design guidelines that are specified in the current plan, especially since these trail guidelines came directly from the International Mountain Bike Association. Regardless of whether or not mountain biking becomes an allowed use at this site as part of the off-road cycling master plan process, I believe that the current plan before you balances the need for human access with the need to keep undisturbed areas of natural area for wildlife intact. And the trail design guidelines included in the management plan are the best available practices for ensuring that water quality benefits for which this parcel was purchased will be adequately protected. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can we have a copy of your testimony?
And if you don't, but I will give you.
Can you give a copy to Carla, and we'll just put it in the record?
I will do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for your service.
Thank you very much. You have some others, Emily, that you want to call?
Before we open it up to the public, I would like to ask Michelle Koenig-North, the project manager for the off-road cycling project, to just give a few.
Yes, good.
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle Koenig-North. I'm with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and I'm the project manager for the off-road cycling master plan project, the citywide process that council funded last year. I'm just here today to provide a little bit of context on that plan, since you're likely to receive testimony regarding off-road cycling or mountain biking today. As I mentioned, City Council provided funding for the off-road cycling plan in order to create a comprehensive plan for the development and management of off-road cycling trails and facilities across the city. That is due in part to a recognition on the part of the city of the existing and growing need for off-road cycling opportunities in the city, a recognition that was in part due to the public conversation that occurred in the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan process. In terms of the off-road cycling plan, it really has two primary purposes. One is to establish a foundation of understanding about the needs, impacts, best practices for off-road cycling, and also to establish a way that we think about whether off-road cycling is an appropriate use on various public lands. Secondly, it will make recommendations for a system of off-road cycling trails and facilities for riders of various ages and abilities that's based on community needs and input, site objectives, constraints, and opportunities, and best practices in design, development, and management. So in terms of the relationship of that citywide plan to the Riverview Management Plan that's in front of you today, as Emily mentioned, the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan currently includes a prohibition on the use of the natural area and the trails for off-road cycling on an interim basis pending the development of the off-road cycling plan. It does clearly state the use of mountain bikes will remain a prohibited use until completion of the city's off-road cycling master plan, through which the Riverview Natural Area will be considered as a candidate property for off-road cycling. So within the context of this larger citywide effort, we are planning to consider whether off-road cycling is an appropriate use at Riverview. If that recommendation is made, we would bring that to council with that plan later in 2016. Should the off-road cycling plan recommend off-road cycling as an allowed use at Riverview and council then adopt that, that decision would supersede the current prohibition in the Riverview Management Plan. So if there was a later decision as part of the citywide process, that decision would supersede any decision that is made today if they were contradictory. In addition, the off-road cycling plan may develop additional design principles, best practices, or management strategies that are specific to the operation of shared use trails, particularly those where people on bikes and people on foot are sharing the same trail space, which could be used in the thinking about the design and construction steps that Emily mentioned would be coming down the road. So if there were additional users allowed in the future, we may have some more kind of best practice information to inform that later design. So that's what I have for you today, mostly just an assurance that we are ready to pick up that question and bring a recommendation to you later this year.
I just have a question just to make sure I understand the protocol. So when you say that the council action on any recommendation from the committee that you're leading would supersede, that's consistent with our normal practice.
Correct.
The future council can modify a plan or whatever and in effect supersedes or modifies. So I understand that piece. I guess the assurance I'm looking for is that the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan will have a dynamic role in your committee's work in terms of evaluating that question.
Sure. So we would be looking to, there's extensive technical analysis and other work that's been done as part of the Riverview Management Plan. That we would want to kind of step forward from in the off-road cycling plan. And in addition, Tori was just up here. Tori is also a member of our project advisory committee, so trying to keep that link in terms of understanding and process. And then finally, I should have mentioned this earlier, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability is kind of leading and coordinating this overall process, but we are working very closely with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and Portland Parks and Recreation, and a number of other city agencies, particularly when we get into site-specific details.
So, go ahead.
Well, Mayor, I just wanted to thank you for funding the off-road cycling and for the Bureau of Planning taking on the project. It's clearly needed and something that Parks had desired for quite some time, so I'm glad that we're looking at it holistically. Secondly, I understand Commissioner Novick has an amendment to clarify what was just said.
And before we get to that, let me just ask Michelle to sort of put this on the record. So you've reviewed this Parks Bureau document, Parks and BES document. You're doing this work for planning. We've heard this description of both the failure to get to unanimity about the bicycling issue and about the and we've heard a description about how the trail plan was configured. So going into your work, I mean, this is sort of a leading question, but I want to make sure we get this clear. Going into your work, is it fair to say that you read this document as saying this is where the trails should go for purposes of natural area protection, and it is not that this that you're not operating under a presumption that this trail alignment is fundamentally unsuited to bicycles?
So we have scoped or are thinking about the question at Riverview as first a question of whether people on bikes should be allowed on the trail that is proposed in the trail and access concept, and then secondly, whether there are any specific design or management strategies that at the ground level might influence the design of that trail. So it might be things like passing areas so that people have enough room to get by, changes to the slope so that there's enough space for somebody to come to us, you know, to slow down if they're riding a bike, but not to the overall alignment of the trail itself.
The location of the trails.
Correct.
and the fact that there aren't trails in the heart of the natural area, that basic architecture of the trail plan stands, right, and you're not intending to change that.
That's how we've scoped the project currently, correct.
Good, thank you. So, Commissioner Novick, you have a proposed amendment which we should get on the table before we take testimony.
Exactly, that does reflect what Michelle just said. It would simply add to the be it resolved in the resolution, be it further resolved that City Council will make a final decision about whether mountain biking will be an allowed use in Riverview after the off-road cycling master plan process is complete.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion about that? Let's take a vote to accept the amendment, and then we'll take testimony.
Fritz.
Thank you for working with us on the clarification, Commissioner Novick and Mayor Hales, and also Michelle and the staff for their very clear presentation on this issue.
Yeah, I think this is a good amendment that makes clear what some may say is implied, but through the discussion we've just had in this amendment, I think makes crystal clear our intention. So Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Novick, thank you for hammering out this amendment, and I am proud to support it. Aye.
Novick?
Thank you, colleagues. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, that's accepted, and we'll take testimony on the plan overall as well as the amendment as people come up. So how many people do you have signed up, Carla?
I'm 25.
Let's proceed. We'll allow 3 minutes, but obviously you don't need to repeat your fellow citizens' point. If they've already made it for you, say me too. So please, let's proceed.
The first three, please, coming up are Dave Johnston, Dixie Johnston, and Mike Houck, and they will be followed by Jill Gaddis, Daniel Greenstadt, and Susan Egnor.
Good afternoon. Dave and Dixie get to be first.
Just because my
Thank you, Mayor.
Camped out overnight to get to the first slide doesn't mean go first.
That's right. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Mayor and Councilors. And I'm Dave Johnston. I live across the street from the natural area on Palatine Hill Road, have for some 20 years, and am active in the Collinsview Neighborhood Association. I've followed this property as a chair of the association and land use chair for some 20 years or so through many proposed land use developments, none of which would have done very well maintaining the site and its natural resources. So we were very happy when the city obtained this as a natural area and support what Commissioner Fish said for the history of that. And going forward, you should have before us the letter of January 11th, which sets forth much of what we wanted to say. And having listened to everybody, it's probably not necessary to repeat it all verbally, but to leave you with the letter. We were very happy to see the easement, which the city gave to Metro to commemorate the conditions for which that land was purchased. And we note that that embodies the purposes of that land so well and is such a binding part of the title that it really should be mentioned in the management plan itself. We'd suggest the purpose paragraph, and also that it be appended as a numbered appendix. We see that the copy we have now has a copy of it just attached, but not really included in the table of contents. So we'd suggest that because it's such an important part of what that land is about. We add a few other suggestions there to complete the management plan and some of the appendix, such as the notes for some of the additional PAC meetings that don't seem to be included. So with that, we'd say it's wonderful to see that as part of our public domain and preserved naturally, and we'd encourage following that. And yes, I would support Commissioner Novick's and the bicycling plan. Not that I think bicycling as it has been proposed is necessarily appropriate in the Riverview Natural Area, but I'd certainly concede that it could be if done in accordance with the plan as presented by the park staff. So thank you, and I'll yield to the next testimony.
Thank you. Please.
Mayor Hales, commissioners, Dixie Johnston here. I want to add to Dave's comments. These are my own personal comments. Dave and I have not only been active in the Neighborhood Association, but we have also been very active at Tryon Creek State Natural Area. Each of us has put in well over 1,000 volunteer hours at the natural area. We have taken and taught science classes there and still learning more with great joy. I want to let you know that we really think it's important to uphold the conservation easement with the attendant CCNRs, which come with a land, and they are binding. And this should be the foundation for the management plan. They have not been discussed thoroughly in all the PAC meetings that we have attended or in the open houses, and yet it is so important that we pay attention. This is the law, and we would love to see a more understanding of where the law applies in this particular place. I also want to commend Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish for their March 2nd letter. I think you captured the issues with the Riverview Natural Area, and the operative words that begin with the words that we are exercising an abundance of caution and to protect the city's investment in RVNA. I think that's important. Think of the conservation easement and the CCNRs. The management plan is highly aspirational. It is very expensive, and it is amenable towards a higher and faster pace usage, argumentatively in violation, perhaps, of the conservation easement. There's going to be expensive land use reviews. The maintenance costs are going to be very high. If we follow through with this, I'm suggesting a very slow, gradual implementation of this plan. Think it through very, very carefully. I'm very concerned about the high expense. I'm not sure this is what the voters were expecting with the purchase of this land. I do see this land as being a continuation of the environmental, scientific, and educational, and the legal processes that have begun on the East land. I'd like to see it continue. We have Lewis and Clark College has done a great job. So has Tryon Creek State Natural Area. The collaborative effort with the different city bureaus has been fantastic, and I would like to see this continued. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Ms. Johnston, I'd just like to say it's refreshing to have an advocate urging us to go slowly on purchasing the implementation. There's many neighborhoods who've been waiting for decades because Parks doesn't have enough money. So it's good to know that you're not expecting us to implement it tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, commissioners. My name is Mike Houck. I'm here representing the Urban Green Spaces Institute and urging you to immediately adopt the Riverview Natural Area Management Plan.
Frankly, I was initially opposed to any public access to the site owing to its importance as a natural resource. However, after reading the plan, I've come to the conclusion that the plan as laid out in the text and the trail alignments adequately address my concerns regarding public access and protecting the ecological integrity of the site. And I'll just take a moment to repeat what I have in the past. You should be so proud of your staff in Parks and BES. There is no equal to the ecological knowledge and expertise that's represented on your staffs, and they've done a fabulous job in this document. The plan explicitly states that mountain biking is prohibited only until citywide off-road cycling master plan is completed. It does not preclude future consideration of mountain biking, as you just stated. There is no rationale for delaying adoption until the off-road cycling master plan is completed, as some may argue. While there may be a need for trail redesign refinement, should cycling become a use, the network is laid out in the plan is sufficient to meet all future uses while protecting natural resources. Regardless of future recreational uses, including cycling, the trails should not be expanded beyond what is in this plan. I am a member, I was appointed, to the Off-Road Cycling Master Plan Advisory Committee, and as far as I'm concerned, mountain biking will be on the table with regard to Riverview Natural Area. But I would urge you to adopt this plan, because the reality is there is no way that I'm willing to consider mountain biking, or any other use for that matter, without a master plan in place. So it's totally illogical for anybody who would argue, don't adopt this now, let's do the off-road cycling plan, without having the master plan in place to guide the conversation during the off-road cycling plan process. There's nothing in here that precludes our considering mountain biking later, as you've indicated. So it's totally illogical not to adopt the plan today in that regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's take the next, please.
Are Jill Gaddis, Daniel Greenstadt, and Susan Egnor, and they'll be followed by Marianne Fitzgerald, Jim Diamond, and Denny Barnes.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Susan Egnor. I'm here to testify in support of the Riverview Natural Area plan that is before the council today. We live in an increasingly urban, paved, built environment. Once, our hillsides were covered with magnificent forests of towering trees. With the coming of settlers from the American East and Midwest, these hillsides were stripped bare of their protective forests. In a few rare places, the trees have come back to these hillsides because the hills were too steep for commercial development or for other reasons. Those of us who live in neighborhoods where some of the hills have been reforested, even though it's only been 100 years, are fortunate to have such natural areas close by. I live next to Terwilliger Parkway. Markham Nature Park is in my neighborhood. I have spent innumerable hours enjoying them and working in them. We benefit enormously from these second growth trees and the wildlife and streams they support. The management plan shows that the Riverview natural areas, trees, wildlife, streams, and views, preserved and neglected by the previous owner over the last 100 years or so, provide unique opportunities for this city to develop and preserve a natural area very close to downtown, an opportunity to provide cooling refuge to the fish challenged by a Willamette River, which, thanks to human activity, can be too warm for them, an opportunity to make a place more accessible to those for whom access can be a bar to enjoying our natural areas, an opportunity to allow the wildlife to move about in safety, an opportunity for our children and grandchildren to learn about the natural world and to treasure this place. Preparing such a management plan is a wide-ranging and comprehensive process, often challenging. I am grateful to those from the community, from the Bureau of Parks and Recreation and the Bureau of Environmental Services, who've spent hours gathering information, drafting, consulting, arguing, debating, and developing this plan. Such work is so often anonymous and vexing, and in this case, particularly challenging. Our city may not have the funds to do all that is. Does that mean I should stop?
You're fine.
All right. Our city may not have the funds to do all that is called for in the management plan for many years to come. A great start has been made by Portland Park staffers and volunteers in beating back the choking invasive vines, replanting with a phenomenal number of nature's native plants, and working to make the streams healthier for those that live with them and more stable in the face of sometimes challenging weather and other constraints. I urge the council to adopt this plan as it has been presented.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Jill Gaddis, and thank you for this opportunity to present my views on this important issue. I am the chair of Friends of April Hill Park, and for the past 8 years, I have represented Maplewood Neighborhood Association at the Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. Parks and Recreation Committee. I'm also active member and former chair of the Maplewood Neighborhood Association. I'd like to express my support for the conservation easement, which clearly specifies the goals which BES and PPNR, as holders of the conservation easement, agree to and are legally bound for the management of Riverview Natural Area. Specifically, Exhibit C of the grantors prohibit uses and activities, which is item 4 on the conservation easement. I'm not going to read that section unless you want me to. When representatives of PPNR, City Nature West, took the Sweeney Parks and Recreation Committee on a tour of Riverview Natural Area, we saw firsthand the damage done by off-road bicyclists. We saw recreational trails built by bicyclists and flagrant trespasses on public lands. These involved removing vegetation, disturbing soils and the natural contours, causing serious damage in the form of erosion, degradation of habitat. The trails were clearly causing soil erosion and habitat destruction. These activities are clearly contrary to the goals of the conservation easement that PPNR is committed to. We submit that the recreational use of bicycles in the Riverview Natural Area, as in all natural areas, is destructive and contrary to the goals of the natural area conservation and the protection of ecological functions that are projected in the conservation easement. We urge you to insist that the goals of the conservation easement be honored and strictly carried out. Thank you.
Ms. Gaddis, can I just clarify something?
Yes.
Because both you and Ms. Johnson referred to the conservation easement and the exhibits. The conservation easement that was struck with Metro and BES and
right.
Parks. And Ms. Johnson mentioned it as well, and I just want to assure you that in the management plan itself, as Appendix E, the conservation easement is an exhibit to the document with the attachments that you refer to. So Ms. Johnson had referenced that.
If you're looking, oh.
It is part of the bound volume.
I don't remember the page number.
And
okay.
It is listed under Appendix E. So it's part of a self-contained document.
Right. It's in your management plan.
Yes.
As an appendix. Right. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Mayor, commissioners. Thank you. My name is Daniel Greenstadt. I'm on the board and former chair of the Concordia Neighborhood Association. And for about 30 years, I've been involved in one capacity or another in conservation and non-motorized recreational trails planning and implementation in a variety of settings. I don't have any prepared statement today, but I do want to react to a few things I've heard in the room today. We've heard a lot of praise for the RVNA project and process, and I think that's well-deserved. This is a great project. I think everybody can be very proud of what's happening and where we're headed. And we've heard a lot about the commitment and how productive the process has been. And that's very true, I think, with one glaring exception, and that has revolved around trails planning. At just about the
time that it was being determined through the public process that bicycles were not a problem at Riverview. That public process